No, who's on this next year?
Harrell, Harrell, Sherneka, 12/19/85. Date of injury was 8/5/23. This 39-year-old woman comes into the, young lady comes into the for follow-up of motor vehicle accident, period, knee paragraph. Patient recently had an MRI done because of continuous pain in her neck and left arm pain. There's evidence of spasm severe in the cervical region, along with 1.5 centimeter right to left paracentral disc protrusion and 1 millimeter right to left paracentral disc protrusion, both at C6, C7, and C5, C6. These findings are consistent with patient injury and symptoms, period. Social patient doesn't smoke, does not drink. She works for a mobile phone industry. She's separated. She has lots of kids and grandkids. Last period, 9/20/25, surgery tubal. Medications, Lexapro 10 milligram per her PCP, taken also from us, Celebrex 200 milligram once a day, Flexeril PRN, done with her steroids. Allergy none. MRI results reviewed with patient 163, 98.3, 99, 18, 85, 134 over 80, 85. Heart positive, positive, two lungs are clear, skin shows no rash around mucosa with amnesia. Neurological examination reveals no weakness on the left side. External or internal rotation of the cervical spine as well as range of motion. Assessment number one, neck pain. Number two, left arm pain. Number three, left arm weakness. Number four is the opinion of this examiner that patient must see a neurosurgeon. Next number, this was referred to Mr. Manley. Next number, she would benefit from ESI injection. Next number, I've added Neurontin 100 milligram, number 40, one at bedtime, times three, then may, for a couple of nights, then may increase to 300 at bedtime because she still has pain issues at night. Next number, H&P. Next number's findings discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you.
Thank you.